One thing is absolutely clear to me, and that is that there is no way we should be seen anywhere near Jerusalem for the Passover festival. It really wouldn't be safe to go there. I hardly need to tell you that the news about Jesus calling Lazarus out of the tomb, raising him from the dead, has spread like wildfire. 6 days before the Passover, we went back to Bethany, in fact, to Lazarus's house. Perhaps Jesus wanted to check on him, make sure he was all right. Well, he certainly was. He looked a picture of health, in fact. He certainly had a good appetite at the dinner that the sisters gave for Jesus. It was there, of course, that Mary, Lazarus' sister, performed her rather grand gesture of pouring a whole pound of very expensive perfume called nard over Jesus' feet and then wiping it away with her hair. I suppose there's no limit to what you might do for the person who has summoned your dead brother out of the tomb and given him back to you. We hadn't been there long when a huge crowd descended on the place. Of course, they wanted to see Jesus, but they also wanted to see Lazarus. People had come to believe in Jesus, deserting their traditional faith, because of what had happened to Lazarus, and naturally people wanted to see him with their own eyes. However, this very fact is putting Lazarus' life in danger. However, notwithstanding any of this, Jesus announces that we are to head to Jerusalem and celebrate the Passover there. The news of our arrival has definitely gone before us. There is an enormous crowd waiting for us. They have cut the branches of palm trees and they're waving them and cheering themselves hoarse. The whole of Jerusalem can hear what they're shouting. Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Jesus does nothing at all to damp down this excitement. He found a young donkey, untied it, and rode into Jerusalem on it. On a donkey! You might think that's rather bizarre, but there were plenty there who saw the significance of it, even if that didn't include some of his own followers. To many of us, it was obvious that this was what Zechariah had spoken of. Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. It isn't easy not to get carried away with all the excitement. After all, I was more than a bit mystified when Jesus didn't let the people make him king after he'd fed the crowd of 5,000 or more. And I certainly wasn't alone in that. But I can't help thinking that perhaps this is different. That it wasn't the right time back then, but that it is the right time now. He is, after all, riding into Jerusalem. And people have overheard the Pharisees apparently throwing the towel in. They're muttering to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." Eventually, I shove aside any nagging doubt that I might have. This is just too big, too amazing not to be real. The reality is that as we ride into Jerusalem, Jesus has the whole world at his feet, and the crown is his for the taking.